Well, all right. I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on The Who Part 2.
Spies keep coming on,
Greetings, listeners, and welcome to the Psycho Jello Show. I am your host, Mr. Zero. This week, from London, England, The Who, Part 2. Opening our show from August of 1971 was Love Ain't For Keepin'. And you just heard the number 39 hit from November of 1972, Relay. They were formed in 1964 in London, England, originally as the Detours. They later changed their name to The High Numbers, and then finally to The Who. In their career, they released 23 LPs, including 11 studio records. They have had 50 singles with 26 songs on the Billboard charts. Their highest charting singles were I Can See For Miles, See Me, Feel Me, and Who Are You? I never got to see The Who as an entire band, but I did catch Tommy the Musical in the summer of 1995 in Des Moines, Iowa. I saw John Entwistle with Ringo Starr in July of 1995. I did see The Who in September of 2002 in St. Paul at the Excel Center, and later again in November 2012 in Minneapolis at the Target Center. The Psycho Jello Show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota, just across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North. Hey, Pete Townsend went through a lot of guitars in his day, so we should mention a lot of the local guitar shops here in town. There's Raritan Guitars in St. Paul, Vig Guitars in St. Paul, Capital Guitars in St. Paul, Mr. Mark up in Anoka, and RD Electronics in Cottage Grove. Coming up now, dedicated to my little man, Oblion, the number 92 hit from October of 1973, The Real Me.
Yeah.
You just heard the number 54 hit from September of 1974, Long Live Rock. Ob, don't touch that. Put that down. No. The band was formed by vocalist-guitarist Roger Harry Daltrey, born on the 1st of March of 1944 in London, England. Their co-founder was bassist-vocalist John Alec Entwistle, born on the 9th of October 1944 in London, England, the same day as my grandma Irene. He passed away on the 27th of June in 2002. In my opinion, John Entwistle is the greatest bass player of all time. The two then brought in guitarist, vocalist, songwriter Peter Dennis Blanford Townsend, born on the 19th of May in 1945 in Middlesex, England. If you want to learn more about The Who, check out my extensive article at rosevillepatch.com under Mr. Zero's. Be sure and visit our Facebook at Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Music History Show. If you want to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. Coming up now, one of my favorite songs by The Who and a song I can certainly relate to. Written by John Entwistle from October of 1975, this is Success Story. That last one I remember very well from high school. From August of 1978, that was Sister Disco. Their drummer, who I consider the greatest drummer of all time, Keith John Moon. Born on the 23rd of August in 1946. Hey, same day as my mom. Happy birthday, Mom. In Middlesex, England, he passed away on the 7th of September in 1978. He was replaced by the Small Faces drummer, Kenneth Thomas Jones, born on the 16th of September 1948 in London, England. The Psycho Jello Show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's 55113 in Roseville, where they sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too. Since 2009, where nerd is the word. Located right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. And right now, another one by John Entwistle from March of 1981, The Quiet One.
Give the cow, but I can talk with my eyes. just a girl. She's a ball.
Just heard the number 28 hit from September of 1982, Athena. Sounds like our show has come to an end, folks. So taking us out live from December of 1982 in Cleveland, Ohio, released in 1984, this is Boris the Spider Live.
Look, he's crawling up my wall like a hairy, very small. Now he's up above my head, hanging by a little thread. Boris the Spider. Boris the Spider. Heading for the bedroom door. Maybe he's as scared as me. Where's he gone now? I can't see. Boris the Spider. Boris the Spider. Wrapped in a ball, doesn't seem to move at all. Perhaps he's dead, I'll just make sure. Pick this book up off the floor. Thank you.
I am Mr. Zero. This concludes the Psycho Jello Show on The Who Part 2. Tune in next time when you can hear me in the stars.
Well, all right. Now get ready and get set. It's time to roll. It is time for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show. Said it's time for Mr. Zero and the Psycho Jello Show.
Mr. Zero.